This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
They're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Richard's talking about companies laying off. Well, in the beginning of the genocide, a little over a couple of years ago, people were given this is all my opinion. Okay? I didn't read this. This is my opinion. At the beginning of the genocide, people were given anti-rioting payments of $600 and $1,200. And then businesses were forced to shut down. Then people couldn't get the things that they needed to survive. Then businesses were allowed to reopen. Then the free $600 and $1,200 anti-rioting payments caused the most massive inflation our country has ever seen. Now, that caused people to buy things like crazy. And that caused the hiring boom. And then the money ran out. Now the people are broke. And they stopped spending. They stopped with satellite television. They've cut out everything that they can possibly cut out, including going out to restaurants, travel, a lot of those things. People aren't driving as much. That's why gasoline prices are coming down, because pretty soon we're not going to be able to store it. We're going to have so much gasoline. So now there's a new booming business, and I would call them layoff engineers. These are people who specialize in helping companies lay off according to quotas. So we got to lay off the right number of each color. We have to lay off the right number of each size, the right number of each shape, the right number of each of the 57 different varieties of sexes. That's where we are. So, class, if you think things are good, you're not reading enough. You're not researching enough. Now, I'm not talking about our class. Our class understands. We're going down. Companies are laying off en masse because unless the government continues handing corporations money for doing nothing, if we go back to the old-fashioned business model where in order for a company to succeed, it needs to have a good product, be competitive, have good service, be morally correct, morally right, and good stewards of the planet. That's what needs to happen. None of those things are happening. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Well, what you're describing, Vince, is what I've talked about many times. That's the delegitimization of work. When you lay off based on what group, hyphen, or pronoun you are, and you've allowed the system to literally lower the standards and expectations of a job based on your entitled victim group status. So hard work, effort, poor results, qualifications, standards, accountability, everything is, pinholed to what group you're in. And basically what this does is increase wealth inequality. It destroys capitalism, it enforces fraud, illegitimacy, fascism, and it literally invites by swarms corruption. And it gives basically, it's giving free lunch to the elite. Every policy, everything that you see is setting precedents to make the, it's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, all this politically correct BS. One thing that I've done on this program over the years is to prove to our listeners that the top 1 to 2% is getting all the money. It's a redistribution of wealth. wealth from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. That's what's happening. So it eliminates value. People aren't getting jobs based on earning anything. No one's, especially government, big corporations, they're not earning their job. It's like I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, it's a psychological profile. Are you willing to take money to sell out the American people? It's just brainwashing, double standards, hypocrisies. They're playing us like pawns. They are literally poisoning us against ourselves with this political correctness. But the consequences is the lack of qualifications and lack of standards and lack of accountability. And that's what we have. You know, here's an article. I'm going to go into, I'm going to mention this one article, which is a nice little bridge to economic news, and I'll show you how poor our economy is doing. Young adult marriage falls to lowest rate ever recorded. Well, the marriage rate in America, folks, is basically non-existent. It's dropped like a rock. And the divorce rate is the highest it's ever been. And also what's highest is the rate of which fathers have been kicked out of the home. So now the state is the daddy. As you can see, this was all done by design. So take a look at this economic news. I'm just going to rip through because of time. U.S. labor productivity suffers biggest crash ever recorded. Costs soar most since 1982. Black unemployment rate under Joe Biden, black unemployment rate rises under Joe Biden after dropping to historic lows under President Trump. Democrats ran through massive spending bill, weaponizing IRS. We've talked about this in some detail. Basically, this is a middle class, bottom 93% of income implosion. It's for the Great Reset, and it's basically going to not just weaponize the IRS, but finalize the aristocracy serfdom relationship. So whether it be toxic poison in our food, water, and medicine, whether it be depopulation, whether it be lack of prosperity, lack of food, this is what they're setting the table for. Dems want $80 billion for 87 new IRS agents. I touched on that already. U.S. approves $4.5 billion package to Ukraine and another $1 billion in military aid. I'm going to go up to general news and dovetail a few things here. Biden is sending another $550 million to Ukraine. Total amount since the war began, $8.8 billion. This could be relief money for you. This could be building the wall. This could be new social contracts, helping the homeless. Biden could have ended homelessness in America just on the money he sent to fight Russia in Ukraine, and that's one of the articles. Federal government started, okay, let me go back to Biden is sending $4.5 billion more in cash to Zelensky to pay Ukraine government salaries. Did you hear what I said? To pay Ukraine government salaries. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's America last. Because in Ukraine, they need to hide the money laundering. They need to hide the biowarfare, the laboratories, the selling of body parts, all the things that we've talked about, they need to hide. Think about what's going on here, folks. This is beyond criminal cabal. Total cash giveaway now at $8.5 billion. This is on the books, people. Who knows what's under the table? CBS News, I don't know if you heard about this, they say 30% of U.S. weapons sent to Ukraine reach destination. Let me rephrase that. 70% of what gets sent to Ukraine either goes on the black market for sale or goes into somebody else's pockets. I want you to think about what I just said here. This is a money laundering operation. All the money is going to definitely not the American people. Think about the numbers that I just shared with you. Okay, I'm going to go back to more economic news here. U.S. emergency crude supply falls to lowest in 37 years. So they're sending our crude supply to places like China and selling it to whom else instead of under Donald Trump, I remember gas at 187. So Joe Biden and his puppet masters literally bring up the cost of gas in dollars, and then they bring it down in dimes, and they're saying how much lower gas is. That's how stupid they think you are. Next, Senate Democrats' bill raises taxes on small businesses. That's what this bill is going to do, folks. It's going to put the final nail in the coffin on small businesses. So all you people who put all your hard work and every penny to be your own entrepreneur, you're going to get hosed. Next. The rich are getting richer while the market system is failing, thanks to all the bail-ins and bailouts. I cannot tell you. Look, they always say, oh, it's the white male's fault. No, it's not. Then how come Joe Biden's Justice Department has gone rogue? There's another article here. The FBI is raiding Mar-a-Lago when they should be raiding Hunter Biden's house. He's literally, I don't think porno is illegal unless it's pedophilia, and I don't know about that, but, you know, he's doing crack on film. He's, you know, throwing guns in dumpsters, not being truthful. Look, it has nothing to do with white males, folks. George Soros, Ted Turner, Bezos, Gates, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Zuckerberg, Carnegie, Kissinger, Morgan. Look, it has nothing to do. How come Kerry's kid, Biden's kid, Pelosi's kid, Romney's kid are all on these boards in Ukraine? They sell these anti-white narratives, but the victims are the poor middle-class whites and males across the board. Look, these wealthy whites, everyone who's screaming and yelling, white privilege, white supremacists, domestic terrorists, they're all white liberals, every one of them. Haven't you noticed that, people? Even Malcolm X said, the white rich liberals control the blacks through tricks and deceitful behaviors and hypocritical actions and use them as a political football and false promises and sell them out with Marxism and destabilization and anti-family everything. He was right. All these people screaming all this anti-white stuff are the super wealthy whites selling you the narratives. Again, it's never been about equality, fairness, and tolerance. AOC screams, soak the rich all the time. The biggest mouths are people who are already millionaires or billionaires. And these are the people who are the least likely to give to charities and help other people. We have to see it for what it is, folks. You know, we're not even reading between the lines anymore. It's obvious. Okay. Schumer says the 230 230 economists wrote letters to Congress saying that this Democrat tax and spend bill will make inflation worse. Absolutely. Especially for the little guy. Every policy and bill at this moment in time is to consolidate power, money, and control for the wealthy folks. And Sinema, you know, Sinema and Manchin had a chance to be heroes. Well, she signed off on this reconciliation bill after the Democrats agreed to protect private equity billionaires. Don't listen to all this domestic terrorism, white supremacist, all the people who have the protectionist SAS status are the wealthy whites and their children. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I've got a couple exclamation points, actually three, very quickly. Zero Hedge, quote, headlines, economic reduction and inflation expansion. Everything's out of stock and nothing is cheaper. End quote. Everything's out of stock and nothing is cheaper. Next quote. This is from Adolf Hitler. How fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think. How fortunate for governments that the people that they administer don't think. Here's another quote from Adolf Hitler. Propaganda must not serve the truth, especially insofar as it might bring out something favorable to the opponent. What they're saying is, propaganda should not serve the truth, especially if it brings out something favorable for the opponent. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. A little quick announcement, folks, because of the over the commercial break, they were talking about taxes. This has been, I've heard this, I haven't called them, but it's a tax fighting outfit. His name is Tyler Bennett. He was on InfoWars, Alex Jones. And basically it's JonesTaxRelief.com, and the number is 833-900-4285. And I want to make a little announcement. Everybody knows the show trial that Alex Jones is going through. If you need anything, supplements, I'm looking at a water filter right here on my counter I bought from him. You know, if he didn't have top quality merchandise, they would have used that against him and sued him and everything else. They are known for the InfoWars store for top quality items, including supplements. So please, if you need anything, just visit InfoWars, go to the store, and see if we can help Alex Jones out, because he really needs it. He's really stuck his neck out for freedom, liberty, and the American people. Okay, I'm going to move on to more economic news. Democrat plan, target middle class with IRS audits and keep billionaire loopholes open. Look, that's one of the reasons why the article, that's why people, the divorce rate's high, the marriage rate's low. They're kicking men out of the home for the purpose of the state being the daddy. We're in an era now that we have no more forever. No more forever. Now we are living in a time that's one day at a time. And that's the mindset you have to think of right now, because they've used divide and conquer strategies to destroy the family on purpose. Okay, moving on. Home prices dropped at a record pace in June and rising inflation and mortgage rates. Look, when home prices, this foreclosures are mounting up right now because of the bankruptcies, defaults, the delinquencies, the margin calls, the variable loans that are increasing. The poor people have to get variable loans because it's a little cheaper. So they go that route. And what happens when the interest rates go up, especially on the 10-year, which is closely related to the 30-year mortgage, they default. They go into bankruptcy. That's what happens. And margin calls is happening across the board. I mean, this Biden recession just alone, we literally have credit card debt jumping most in 20 years. That's a fact, because that's one of my articles here. I just fast-tracked it. Home prices dropped at a record pace in June and rising inflation and mortgage rates. Think about that, folks. I'm shortcutting here. Shocking, 45% of small business couldn't pay their July rent. 45%! So expect mass restaurant bankruptcies, which appear imminent. I'm shortcutting, but this is all news I've gleaned. U.S. loses over 600,000 job openings in June as employers stop filling open positions. Do you remember the list of companies and the amounts and percentages I gave earlier in the broadcast of people who were laying off? This is very disturbing trend that's happening in blue Democrat areas. Squatters are occupying Portland homes as helpless homeowners desperately try to sell them. Who's going to want to buy them in blue Democrat areas? Think about that. Biden economy, as recession takes hold, millions of Americans are accumulating credit card debt to get by. That's going to be a margin call disaster, folks, when the music stops. Central banks are adding gold at a faster pace in June. Even the central banks know that the fiat currency has limited days. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of Gabby Petito on Monday announced a wrongful death lawsuit against police in Moab, Utah. The lawsuit seeks $50 million in damages. Brian Launder confessed to her murder before taking his own life. An FBI, already proven to be biased with hate against President Trump, raided his home in Florida overnight. As many Americans already in disbelief, the FBI would label American parents as domestic terrorists, this move could be the agency's downfall. So says Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on Fox News. She says the FBI better become real transparent real fast.
I would urge this to be unsealed, the affidavit that supports it be unsealed, that the FBI issue a statement immediately about what supported this, what types of charges or crimes they expected the evidence to show that they found.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Olivia Newton-John, the Australian singer and actress, lost her battle with cancer. Her husband reports she died Monday at her ranch in Southern California. Olivia was 73 years old. After President Trump's Florida residence was raided by an FBI already proven to hate the former president, the GOP establishment says it's time to end the FBI and its partisan bias. Ashley Moody on Fox News is the Florida Attorney General.
An unprecedented move. I think so many of us have watched as the credibility of our FBI has been chipped away at over the years. We're just waiting for this institution to be rebuilt into that institution of respect and independence and faith. And today is a very shocking day, not just for me, but for many Floridians and Americans. Well, you didn't see people rushing into Hillary Clinton's home when there were allegations that she had classified information in her emails. I think people are just expecting that the FBI and the Department of Justice, I mean, I was a former federal prosecutor, and you expect that the FBI will treat everyone the same, every case the same, so that the American public can have faith in this institution.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich, have you ever been investigated by the FBI?
After being on national radio for 12 years, I'm sure it's going to happen. But I'm going to stick up for facts and truth.
Yeah. Well, I want to share a quick story with you. After listening to the news, it's outrageous what the FBI has done with former President Donald J. Trump, raiding his house, breaking into a safe. And I'm not calling for it, but Trump supporters are calling for civil war. I mean, that's in the news. I'm not advocating. I'm just saying I'm reporting the news. Well, I lived in Virginia. I was teaching class in 1993. I was in my classroom, and these two guys came in. They were wearing suits, FBI types. And just before that, the superintendent came into my class and he said, "Hey, Vinny, a couple guys showed up at the school board office and they're going to come see you." I was okay. Well, they showed up in my classroom and pulled me aside and they were interrogating me. They wanted to know all kinds of personal financial information. My students are watching this. You know, they're watching their teacher being roughed up, not verbally. You know, looks like being interrogated in front of the classroom. And I looked at these guys and I said, "You know what?" I cut them off real short, real fast. I said, "You know what? If you want to know any financial information about me, you just go up to the courthouse, okay? And I filed a federal return. I filed a state return. I do it every year. You go ask them. Get out of here." I threw them out. And then I decided to, when I got home, I got some calls from neighbors. Like, "Hey, Vinny, what's going on?" I said, "What are you talking about?" "Well, these guys showed up at our house and they had all kinds of questions about you. They want to know, you know, what you're up to." I said, "What are you talking about?" This is before radio. This is 1993. So these guys, you know, they don't tell you who they are. They don't tell you what they're up to. They don't tell you anything. They just ask questions. And they made our neighbors think that I was, like, in the witness protection program or something like that. That I was, a murderer or a mass murderer or... Put all kinds of questions in our neighbors' heads about who their neighbor, the Finellis, happened to be. All because these guys just showed up and just pushed their weight around. I went ballistic. I went absolutely ballistic. And I called Washington, D.C. I called my U.S. congressman and I said, "Look, you know, when I go to Walmart, the guys in the red smocks, I know who they are. They're the employees. These guys show up and they push me around. They call my neighbors. They push them around. And now it looks like I'm public enemy number one. And I'm furious. It's going to stop right now." And you know what? It did. And those guys were chastised. Now, I don't know their names. But, you know, I'm a lot smarter today than I was in 1993. So if somebody wants to come on my farm and ask me questions, it's not going to happen. If someone calls me up and they've got questions, it's not going to happen. They're going to have to show up with a warrant. I'm telling you, there's no trust. There's no trust in anything that's related to the United States government. And it's not our fault. We started out trusting these people. They have taught us day after day after day that they are not worthy of our trust. By their actions, like what they did with Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago. They didn't ask him for permission, they busted in. At least that's what the reports say on the news. Rich, back to you. It's an outrage.
Well, they betrayed the trust of the people. They've corrupted their professions. Just look at some of these government organizations and these behaviors. I'm gonna rattle off because of the time. Fort Hood Army vet sentenced to 18 months in prison for stealing $2.1 million worth of military equipment and having the audacity to list some of it on eBay. You can't make this kind of stupidity up. FBI put U.S. national security at risk, absolutely, to save Joe Biden's presidency by sitting on Hunter Biden's incriminating laptop contents that talks about the whole Biden family and their schemes. Absolutely. Colonel John Mills, on his eyewitness account of FBI director and CIA director, orchestrated an insurrection against President Trump. Absolutely. Stasi, FBI, swooped through President Trump's home, grabbing boxes, opening up a safe, going through all of them, and some of them not even going through, taking them out so they can later manufacture a crime. I want you to hear these articles on what I'm saying. This isn't Rich and Vince making this stuff up. These are published in the public domain. FBI is hiding security camera on January 6th pipe bomber planting bomb at DNC headquarters. Everything is a hoax, a false flag, propaganda, lies, and gaslighting. I don't say that for just to say it. 96% of NOAA heat measurements stations are corrupted and have been placed Democrats cheer and clap like seals after they pass a bill to raise taxes on the middle class, raise inflation, and crush small business during a horrific recession. That's why they're redefining recession. They don't want you to put two and two together because they think you're dumb. Russia accuses Democrat Party globalists of creating and unleashing COVID-19. They're in Ukraine. They're getting the paperwork. They're getting the proof. We have to pay attention to this. FEMA internal report, U.S. power grid might not be able to handle a solar storm. That means that they could make up a solar storm just so they can take down the power grid to shut everybody up. Political prisoner says Ray Epps recruited him to storm the Capitol. Look, we can talk about every one of these articles for an hour. You need to see the corruption behind all these different institutions and organizations. As Democrats in the U.S. Senate unilaterally passed this $369 billion climate blowout, I mean, you can't even make this stuff up, people. There's a study that just came out that found that 96% of the data used to support the Democrat bill is flawed. 96% flawed. God, I wish I had more time. DOJ report, domestic violence rates higher among LGBT couples than heterosexual couples. How many articles have we given about drug use, about suicide, about taking the jab to different groups? Of course there's going to be more violence. Ted Cruz abolished the IRS. Look, what I'm going to do, folks, because of time, I have a couple of very important studies and information I need to mention on health care. I'm going to rattle through just a few articles. And the first two, I'll tell you right now, I could have spent, like I always say, the whole broadcast mentioned this. Mother dies suddenly in her sleep in front of her kids while on a flight. 17-year-old high school football player dies in his sleep. We could do the whole broadcast on the sudden death syndrome. Next. Face masks are teeming with disease-causing bacteria and fungi. I've said this a lot of times. There's three main purposes for face masks: to create submissive conformity. It's a tool. Number two, it's a fear-porn flag. The more fearful the people are, the more tyranny and the less freedom they can bring in. And the third one, and maybe the most important, is anonymity for criminals like Blantifa, like rogue cops. So they put masks on to hide their identity while they're doing crimes against the people. You get it? Next, states, counties, and big cities declare monkeypox a public health emergency, even though the primary spreaders are homosexual males. I am literally reading the bullet points from these articles, not making up a word. New CDC study claims children and teens with COVID are at greater risk for blood clots, heart problems, and kidney failure. Kidney failure like remdesivir. Look, what they're doing is they're creating all these fake studies to say that, oh, you're gonna go swimming, you could get a heart attack. Oh, you're gonna eat a raisin, you're gonna get a blood clot. Oh, you're gonna get, your immune system's gonna die because you, went to this movie. This is the kind of stuff. Here's an article, laugh out loud, is what it starts with. New medical article stating regular naps can now kill you. You can't make this crap up. Bill Gates is developing vaccines that spreads like a virus to vaccinate people without consent. Are you awake yet, people? Are you ready to speak up? Are you ready to not be politically correct? Are you ready to use facts, evidence, proof, and truth? Are you ready to not think about this stupid left-right paradigm? Are you ready to raise the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for jobs? Next, hundreds of New Yorkers may already be affected with polio, disease found in wastewater in two New York counties. Look, we've talked about many of these articles where it's just curious and interesting how a lot of these municipal water sources are getting polluted. Next, COVID-19 vaccine testing site found to have blatantly fabricated published research. I'm not trying to be condescending by enunciating my syllables here, folks. You need to hear what's going on. China is doing gain-of-function research on 60% lethal Nipah virus. This is a hemorrhagic fever virus. When you weaponize this stuff in lab with gain-of-function, that's illegal. It's against Nuremberg Code. Next, Dr. Jane Ruby, NIH and U.S. biosafety labs caught conducting illegal studies. Illegal. We can't get any more clear than that. And just to show you what our schools are doing and how they're treating our children, I'm going to mention a couple articles here real fast. And Vince, for the last segment, I'm going to give you the mic. I appreciate you allowing me to do this. San Diego school district will teach children that heterosexuality is oppressive and promote genderqueer non-binary identities. If I said this article 5 years ago, you would have called me the biggest liar conspiracy theorist in the world. Next, Pennsylvania Department of Education will now start teaching three-year-olds to reject gender stereotypes. And even the Pennsylvania governor, Wolf, supports kids on stripper poles at a pride event. You can't make this stuff up. Gay couple charged with using adopted kids to make child pornography. Can't make this stuff up. Principal pushes trans book on five-year-olds. And finally, a public backlash. Drag queen teaches a child to perform for cash and tips at a family-friendly drag show in California. Gay math. Leftist organization pushing to include...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Hibbins with us. Rich, back to you.
Well, Vince, I just want to mention one or two more articles here, then I'm going to let you comment on some of this audacity that's happening in America and so-called the free world. Democrats are now saying that family structure is racist. And I remember giving articles over the years where gardening is racist. Math is racist. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. And I think the majority, 90% of the people have woken up to this tyrannical takeover. But there's a veteran screenwriter who's now blowing the whistle on Hollywood pedophilia. And he says he has the tapes to prove it. So we'll see where that goes, or is he just putting that out there so he has a chance to be bribed and make some money? I don't know. I'm hoping he's legit. I'm hoping he's doing it for the right reasons. But you and I have been on the air together for almost 12 years. I know we've both been on a lot of different broadcasts. If I mention these articles, even 5-6 years ago, that I've been mentioning lately, you know, from the bioweapon to the election fraud information to the climate change hoax and all the proof about how the powers that be said Florida be underwater, California be underwater, you know, we wouldn't see snow, the glaciers would be gone, you know, all these predictions that they've given since basically the late 60s, where none of it's come true. I mean, these articles that I give you, that you read a lot of them, I mean, for somebody who doesn't do reading and research, they've got to be shocked at some of this information I'm giving out, wouldn't you say?
Rich, you and I have talked about this, and for someone to hear it for the first time, they're not going to believe it. Someone who hears it for the ninth time, they're not going to believe it. They're going to have to hear it at least 10 times to say, wait a minute, you keep saying that. Maybe, just maybe, there's some truth in that. You know, this week I've been telling you, class, that we're going to have Dane Wigington on. And it's going to happen. I just don't want to tell you the day, because I know what happens when we start talking about certain subjects. We get disconnected. So Dane may actually say exactly what you just said. NOAA and weathermen have been under gag orders. He may actually say that. But you mentioned Jericho, 2006 to 2008. television series. And it's about a systematic attack of the United States of America from within. Demolition from within. Nuclear devices detonated in key cities. Paralyzed the entire country. Communications were cut off. Supplies were cut off. Manufacturing was cut off. Everything became local. And the person you're talking about was Major Ed Beck. He was the character in Jericho. Class Jericho, J-E-R-I-C-H-O. It's homework. I've been assigning it for about around 11 years now. Jericho, you need to watch it. It is riveting. And you need to watch it again and again and again and with your whole family. Jericho. You can buy it on eBay. Two seasons. It is, it's what's happening right now. So if you want to know what's really happening, just watch Jericho. And the Major Edward Beck, the man you were talking about, the character in the series, he was a military officer, and he was tasked with rebuilding the Allied States of America. The Allied States, not the United States, the Allied States, after the demolition from within. You really need to watch it. It's outstanding. I went to buy some roof cement to stop some leaks in our barn before damage occurs. Menards, that's a good place to go. It's sold in 5-gallon buckets, but the fun size is now 4 3/4-gallon size. And so it got smaller. So they changed the 5-gallon buckets to 4 3/4 gallons. And it's a special order. I want you to think about that. So roof cement, roof tar, is now a special order item. How'd that happen? And I'm painting this trailer, this from 1941 trailer, about 80 years old, 80. It's a hay wagon. It's an old hay wagon for our campsite. And I'd like to paint it in John Deere yellow for the wheels and John Deere green for the hay wagon frame, the metal frame. Can't get the yellow. They're out of stock. Menards is out of stock. Rust-Oleum, yellow. John Deere yellow. They carry it when they can get it. It's out of stock and the price keeps going up. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. It's out of stock and the price keeps going up. Just try buying dog food. Try buying Purina regular dog chow. It used to be $18, $19, $20, $21, $22, $23, $24, $25, and it's out of stock. Now, why would Purina sell to the bottom 93% $25 bag dog food when they can sell it for $50, $60, or $100? That seems to be what's going on. Class, it is really serious. You need to get out of Dodge. You need to provide for your own family. You need to grow your own food. And you need to take care of yourself, because no one's coming to help you. No one's coming to help you. Rich?
Yeah, think basics. Food, water, shelter, and energy, folks. We appreciate you being here. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.